I'm Walter Parker, and I'm in VPR Stetson Studio One. And it's my pleasure to welcome back to Vermont Public Radio pianist Diane Hewling. We're going to get music of Rameau, Mozart, and Chopin in this hour. A preview of some of the pieces she'll play at the Barry Opera House Sunday afternoon at 3. It's also music on her brand new CD, and we'll be talking about that as well. Diane Hewling would like to begin with music of Jean-Philippe Rameau, his gavotte with 6 variations or doubles.
Thank you.
Jean-Philippe Rameau's Gavotte with six variations, or doubles, as he called them, elaborations on the Gavotte, played for us live this morning on VPR Classical by pianist Diane Hewling. And that is included on her new CD and will probably open her concert Sunday afternoon at the Barry Opera House at 3 o'clock.
Actually, it won't.
It won't.
No, this I'll be playing Scarlatti first. So the only way you'll hear that piece is either through VPR or through the CD.
Well, first of all, welcome to VPR's new Stetson Studio One, Diane.
Thank you very much.
I remember when you were my guest back in our Windsor studio days.
Yes.
With violinist Michael Appleman, was it?
Yes, it was.
giving us a duo performance. And that was quite a few years ago.
We won't mention that.
Well, how did this CD project come about?
Well, it's been inevitable for a long time, but a friend of mine said, well, why don't you do it, and I'll help you put it together. And so I've spent the summer working on the music and putting it together.
How did you choose the music?
I just picked my favorite music. So it was as simple as that.
These are all favorites of yours?
Yes. Yes.
That will include that we will hear today Mozart's A minor sonata, K310, in just a moment, and Chopin's Fourth Ballade.
Yes.
And those will be on the program on Sunday.
Yes, they will. Yes.
And you recorded this at the Barry Opera House, where you'll be performing on
Sunday. I did, yes. It's a beautiful instrument there. Yes.
And you've performed there a number of times?
Yes, I have.
Over the years?
Yeah.
Well, how much time did you have to spend recording it?
It took only 2 days, actually. It was, it was a pretty short and sweet, efficient recording. But Colin McCaffrey did the engineering, and he's just so easy to work with and expert. He did a beautiful job.
Well, the CD is called Diane Hewling Virtuoso Piano Music, and you can obtain it if you email Arthur Zorn at vermontartmusic@gmail.com. That's vermontartmusic@gmail.com.
And that's all one word, Vermont Art Music, yes.
As is the want of emails these days.
Right.
And we'll give that again later in the hour. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about why Mozart's A minor sonata is a favorite of yours?
Well, I've played this piece ever since college, and it's always been a favorite. And it's been a kind of a journey from sort of learning the basics of Mozart, which are difficult enough, to being the most dramatic, beautiful piece. And along the way, I learned that he was writing that in Paris as his mother was dying. And it's just become more just more dramatic and more operatic in its presentation of me.
Now, you play lots of technically difficult virtuosic music, the Chopin we're going to hear in particular. Mozart doesn't sound like it's quite so difficult. What is it that's so difficult about Mozart?
The precision and sort of reining in the passion and the everything to be in balance with the classical era music that it is. And it's every bit as virtuosic and difficult as Chopin.
Well, shall we hear it? Are you ready to go?
I don't know. I'll try.
Well, we'd love to hear it. Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 8 in A minor, K310, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by pianist Diane Hewling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 8 in A minor, K310, performed live for us on VPR Classical this morning by Vermont pianist Diane Hewling. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What a beautiful piano.
What's an exciting piece.
Thanks.
That will be included on her recital Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Barry Opera House. And it's also included on her new CD, Diane Hewling, Virtuoso Piano Music. And the two are in conjunction with each other, the recital and the release of this brand new CD, which you recorded at the Barry Opera House on the Steinway there.
Yes.
Now, are there any things that will be on your program Sunday that are not on the CD?
Yes. I will be doing the A-flat Polonaise by Chopin on the concert on Sunday, and that's not on the on the CD.
Is there music of Rachmaninoff on
yes.
the concert Sunday
yes,
as well?
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, there's a the G-sharp minor prelude from the first volume of Preludes is on there.
And those are not on the,
not on the
CD.
Right.
And once again, if people are interested in the CD, they should email vermontartmusic@gmail.com, and they can get the details on how to acquire one of these new CDs of Diane Hewling. Well, you have music of Chopin on the CD and on the concert Sunday, including a number of etudes.
Yes.
The etudes we will not hear today.
Right.
But how did you choose which etudes to play? Just, again, favorites of yours?
Favorites and those that I could play. There are always those that are beyond anyone's reach, I think, except the great pianists. But these are the ones that I've worked on and I love these. These are particularly lyrical.
And the ballade you're going to play for us today and
yes,
Sunday
and on Sunday, yes.
is the ballade number 4.
Right, in F minor.
Now, have you played all the 4 ballades?
No, I've done the first, the second, and the fourth. I have not done the A major one yet.
The third?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, usually it's the first that if they do one, if a pianist does one ballade, it's the first.
They start with that one, right.
Usually, but I confess the fourth is my favorite.
It's mine too. Although I love the first. It's
mm-hmm. They're all wonderful.
Yeah.
But the fourth is a late work and is really Chopin at his most sublime, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And brilliant. Well, do you want to tell us anything about the fourth ballade in particular before we hear it?
I don't. I just hear it as a journey. I think all of the ballades are stories, and nobody knows what the stories are. There are two lines that you'll hear that repeat themselves, and I think of them as answering back and forth. And I just think it's a beautiful.
Well, it begins very delicately and lyrically, very quietly,
right.
And it ends with a ferocious coda.
It does, yeah.
That is very spine tingling.
Yes.
So, shall we hear it?
Sure.
Chopin's Ballade No. 4 in F minor, played for us live on VPR Classical by pianist Diane Hewling. Chopin's Ballade No. 4 in F minor, played for us live on VPR Classical by pianist Diane Huling, who will include that on her recital Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Barry Opera House. You can go to barryoperahouse.org for ticket information about that. And it's also included on her brand new CD, Diane Huling Virtuoso Piano Music. Yes, indeed. And you can find out about acquiring that CD at by going sending an email to vermontartmusic@gmail.com. Thank you so much for bringing your music to our studio
today.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
And we'll go out with something from your new CD, which includes a set of Domenico Scarlatti sonatas.
Yes.
Here they are as recorded by Diane Huling.